Welcome back, everybody, to Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian, that's Luke.
The dancing bear is much better at dancing than singing. Sorry.
Oh, the dancing. Thank you for saying that I'm good at dancing. I haven't danced
I just said that the dancing was better than the singing. I just want to clarify that.
Thanks, man. I'm no Elaine, but I definitely haven't practiced. And you know why I don't practice dancing? It's not that I don't have rhythm or I can't get into it. It's because my elbows are at most people's head height. Yeah, and if I get involved on a dance floor, my shoulders are sometimes blinding for the, the blind spots get hit and people get elbowed in the face. So I try not to dance too much when mostly out of safety for everybody else, because I care so much about you. And that's the important thing. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're asking two questions right now. I think I have an answer on one of them, at least a proposed answer, but I want to hear what you have to say at 844-967-2789. How much dairy is too much dairy? A family of seven, do they need 12 gallons of milk per week? And the other question is, do you have a guess on bipartisan legislation that both Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin are into?
And we got some people texting in some of their guesses and
I like some of them. Yeah, I like some of them.
And so Tom from West Dallas texts in. He said in his younger days, he would go through 2 gallons a week roughly by himself, but that's when he was working 10 to 12 hours a day doing construction.
But that made me think of a couple different options as to why you might be going through 12 gallons of so much milk. And I'll get to that in just a minute. Let's see what Annie in Watertown has to say.
I could never understand on TV when people would bring out a quart container of milk from the refrigerator. Like, how many of them do they have in there?
Yeah, that's way too small of a container. You need at least a gallon for sure.
I buy by the quart sometimes.
Yeah. You're a weird person.
Okay.
You're one person and you're older. But growing up, we got at least the milk box out on the stoop, and I think he only came once a week, but we got 2 gallons at least every week with 3 kids.
That's reasonable.
3 or 4, and parents didn't drink milk. And so that's like 2 gallons a week just for supper if we only have 1 glass. Now, I guess Wisconsin farm family living in town, but it's still 7. I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, and again, that's reasonable. You'd I'm trying to factor in the living in Wisconsin the situation as well. And thank you for your call, Annie. I appreciate it, because that's absolutely true. People got it delivered all the time. That's right. Also a reasonable amount. And the people who are giving you that milk would want you to only consume a reasonable amount, because you don't want to waste it. Even
right, you don't want to waste it, and you don't really have the room to store 12 gallons of milk back. And
what are you gonna do with that?
Yeah,
who's got a giant fridge?
Separate milk fridge? Like that's
fridges
weird.
Were smaller back then too. Yeah. Susan from her car, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Well, when we were growing up, we used to get deliveries of milk every day, 2 gallons, and we had a family of 9.
Wow.
So 9 kids. So we got 2 gallons every day.
Oh, 2 gallons every day.
Okay, and, so like 14 gallons for your family of 9?
9.
Yeah, so 10 gallons a week then, 2 gallons every day.
Okay, Monday through Friday kind of deal.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
And my guess is New Richmond. They want to rename New Richmond.
New Richmond.
New Richmond. Oh,
gotcha.
So did you find like you were running out? Like did you dump bottles? Because, again, they're replacing bottles for bottles, right? So
My mom had 2 delivery services coming when we were growing up, and – and then they pick up the bottles the next time they came, and then they bring them back. So, yeah.
Wow. All right.
So,
well, cool.
2 bottles would sit in the refrigerator. We didn't have a big refrigerator either, but yeah, I remember that we were getting 2 gallons a day from 2 different, every other day. So.
What I'm saying is, was there any left over at the end of the day?
Like, did you drink all? Did the family drink all 2 gallons every day?
I think they did. There's probably very little left over because my mom baked a lot, too. That was the other thing she baked.
Yeah. Plus, you're also, if you got 9 kids, you're bringing over friends, too. Yeah. Friends are going to have a glass of milk. Then you're also doubling that consumption.
Right.
So,
yeah.
All right, now it's starting to come into perspective. Yeah. But thanks, Susan. I appreciate it. Before we go to Dick, I want to throw my theory out here. The one substance that they also could get and want to see on there is Nestle Quick.
Oh, chocolate milk.
If you
milk.
Have Nestle Quick or have an amazing, yeah, you can make Nestle some Quick. Chocolate milk.
Hershey syrup, yeah.
Yeah, you could basically double up your milk consumption right there very easily. Or if you're on SlimFast or do some sort of
no,
like...
No, but doesn't the SlimFast like, come like pre
some,
in
a lot
house?
Of them do, but
is
they're also
powder
powdered.
Okay.
Or protein shakes.
Yeah, protein shakes.
You know,
yeah.
You know, or like, you know, Ovaltine if you're going to go and... Yeah. Why do they call it round tea?
My roommate in college, he drank milk. He was trying to bulk up though. Like he was always in the gym, and so he would go through a gallon of milk pretty quick. Like he could kill a gallon of milk. Oh, Monday mouth there.
A gallon of milk. Well,
yeah.
Good thing it is Monday.
Yeah,
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Monday, Thursday.
But my college roommate could kill a gallon of milk real fast. So maybe it is like that protein or Nesquik or something like that. Is
maybe
they're
a family of bodybuilders. Yeah. What say you, Dick, from Madison?
Oh, God. My older brother and I kill a gallon a night when we were, you know, teenage years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I got to be about 20, 21. And something really strange happened. I became lactose imbalanced. I love the taste of milk. I can't even drink a half a glass of whole milk anymore. I double up within 20 minutes.
Hmm. Well,
you don't even want to know the rest.
No, I'm aware of the rest, Dick. I know people, and I understand the ramifications. And sometimes that ice cream is so damn good, but it's just so damn worse. Appreciate your call, Dick. Thank you so much, man. Yeah, I think we figured that out. But I want to pay this off. Here's a press release. I'm going to read it to you because it's important.
Here we go.
U.S. Reps Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin introduce NDAA amendment to increase funding for Army vehicles produced in Oshkosh.
See, I was thinking infrastructure or dairy. I should have went with
kind of is infrastructure.
Yeah,
isn't
the military industrial complex.
The bipartisan amendment would add $109 million to avoid steep budget cuts to tactical wheeled vehicles that would exert harmful and unnecessary pressure on the hundreds of small and medium sized businesses that make up the TWV industrial base. So, not whether we need it or not, but it'll close the businesses, which I'm not saying it's not a backbone. That whole area is, you know, that they employ a lot of people.
Yep.
And what did I say earlier this week, especially with things like climate change and things and maybe de-escalation of war, there's going to be people who are going to get screwed over by this.
Yep.
And if we prop up, you know, industries that we no longer need just to go and keep jobs going, what are we doing here anyway? So you got to find ways to mitigate the circumstances. You want health care, you want universal health care, you're going to screw over people in insurance.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen.
One of the things I know Oshkosh Corp was considering making was the new clean energy vehicles for the U.S. Postal Service. But
uh-huh.
I know that contract, I think, is being contested now or something like that by another plant in Ohio that's not happy. But that's, yeah, I guess.
I think it'd be great to have something that gets made there that maybe isn't
a vehicle of war.
Yeah. Also, if you don't like people coming up here and seeking asylum, maybe we shouldn't go and use these vehicles of war to disrupt their entire country. Or maybe we should do something about climate change because that's going to help them come up here too. Anyway, thank you for joining us on Dueling Tangents. This has been fun.
Yeah. Great episode. And we'll be back to the same time tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
All right.